Oh my God. Mm-hmm. For your birthday. It really is just for your birthday.
It really is. I try not to be, you know, too petty about it.
Okay. Well, we're recording. Mm. I just smack it into the mic.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's cool. I got my nasty feet up.
Right, you got two different socks on.
With holes in it.
With
them.
Holes in it.
Oh, I'm shitty.
What snacks?
Okay. So, hey, how are you?
Good.
Great. We haven't really seen each other in a while.
Yeah, it's been good.
You've been living.
Have I? Oh, yeah.
You've been living.
I've been living.
I've been working.
I've been working, too, though.
But no,
well, like, you've but been you like, worked, yeah,
you've
yeah.
been like fun working. I've
yeah,
been like
that's yeah.
just working.
Yeah,
but it's okay. We're about to be working, fun working together.
We're fun working soon. Right now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So tell them what you've been doing.
So I spent a weekend away in Illinois, mm-mm. and I went to a wedding for one of my college friends.
It looked beautiful.
She was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Was this like, what the New Orleans trip was for?
Yeah, that's the same. Mm-hmm, yep, so very close in that. And, I mean, I've never been amazed at a wedding and reception. It was like cocktail hour, open bar, great food,
right.
just great music. Music matters.
It does.
Because initially when we were in the ceremony, I was looking around like, these people are a little older. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to be turning up.
Right.
So this might be interesting.
Right.
But when we got on there, I don't know if some people skipped the ceremony or not. No, I'm just playing. But it was super turned up. The music, it was like all the shit we used to listen to in college.
I love that.
It was so much fun.
That's like, super important. Now, I haven't been to many weddings with people my age yet.
Yeah.
And it's usually like at least 10 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is like, oh, thank God it's open bar
right.
at this point. What kind of music are you going to play at your wedding?
It'll be a mix of like trap music and he likes older music
like 2000s or
like older 80s like 70s like he he likes to look at me and says like, oh, you know, I'm old school, whatever.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
But so it'll be a mix. Every other song will be bitch. So that's my I don't know.
That'll be fun.
But we're not there.
I can't wait. Well, I'm just wondering, like, should I be wearing an outfit with my butt cut out?
Yes.
Or probably
absolutely.
Will. Or just like a casual suit crop yeah. top like that football player did.
Right.
What's
I don't
his
know.
Name? Ezekiel something?
Elliott or something. He's from here.
Mm.
He's from the Lou.
He's so cute.
He is very cute.
He's very short.
He's my height?
I think he looks like if he's not very short, he looks very short. It's
yeah.
probably somewhere in the forehead.
Right.
You gotta have you gotta like be elongated everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's
anyway.
True. Like it wasn't a huge wedding, but it wasn't too small.
It looked huge. I only saw Snapchats and I was like, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. So maybe it was huge. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Well, shouts out to you, Bride Mama, if you listen to the show.
Shout out, Courtney. You better be listening, bitch.
Okay. Well, that's a great weekend.
Yeah, it was great. Until, like, you know, it's shitty when you go to weddings. Everyone's like, when are you getting married?
Yeah.
And
I get asked that all the time.
Right?
Yeah. It sucks.
And then I always send, like, when people ask me, I'm like, yeah, I have a GoFundMe set up. If you want this wedding, here's how it's going to happen. Because I don't have it.
Is that a shitty question, though? Or is it nice to know that people are, like, ready for your party? I don't know. I guess it depends on what angle.
It depends on how they say it.
Because,
you know, it'd be some people you haven't seen in a while. I'm like, oh, y'all still together? When y'all get married? I'm like,
no.
Bitch, whenever you get a man, we're going to get married.
Okay.
Or when you stop living in your mom's basement. I don't know. Anyway.
Clock.
Being defensive because, you know, I'm just a little jealous because it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And then, like,
I
was
a beautiful wedding, too.
Yeah. And then, like, a lot of my friends from high school, I say friends, like classmates, I should say, at least six of them have been married in the last 4 months.
Wow.
Like, back to back to back.
That's
and
a lot.
And some of them are, like, really good friends. And
that's a lot of toasters.
Yeah. It's, I mean, in the same class, like, girls and boys from my class. It's really, it's very interesting. And then, but I saw this girl's status yesterday on Facebook and she was like, yeah, shout out to the class of 08 because, you know, all the men, we had great men. They all got married. They all got a good job while us ladies, .. And I was like,
what?
While us ladies, what?
Right.
You know, are we not successful because we're not married, but you've been in a relationship just as long as a lot of other people. So I'm very confused.
I'm not sure I understand the pressure of marriage and baby and stuff because I'm gay. And so it's never been like until recently, you haven't even thought about marriage
right.
or like long-term relationships like that.
That's true.
Cause it's like, who cares? We're
it's
just
more,
together.
It's more an outsider's thing, you know, because for me, I feel like I'm in it for me and him. Like it works
okay.
for us.
That's whack though. Cause I look I look at relationships and judge them all the time. And yeah. It's great, but I never think, wow, they should be married by now. Because what's marriage going to change?
Yeah.
What's that change? And the last name that I'll never use, because I still use maiden names no matter what.
Yeah.
I want to
make up
that.
My own last name.
What do you want to make your last name?
Like something as powerful as my first name.
X.
You know?
Khadisi X.
No.
I worked Pride Fest.
Yeah. St. Louis Pride Fest, represent.
2 days of 95-plus degree weather, humidity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only a couple weeks after a major mass shooting, a massacre.
So do people kind of feel like on edge, or you just...
People weren't there.
People weren't there.
In the same numbers. One, they're not there because it's 95 degrees. I can buy condoms. I don't need free condoms. You know what I mean? And then two, I mean, it was probably a lot of kids whose parents were not going to drive them down there because of fear and stuff like that. But I'm sure most of it had to do with the weather. Now, anybody who works for Pride STL, love you. Thank you for a wonderful event. Blah, 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 blah. Can we move our Pride to September, October time?
That would make sense.
Gays love pumpkins. There are plenty of people on XTube that prove it.
Yeah.
They love pumpkins, love a squash, love a nice cucumber. So let's just move it from the summer to the fall so me and the other big boys can stunt and wear our natural colors and not be judged for wearing pants. It was cool to see the people that did show up, because it's a lot of out-of-towners, and like it feels like, oh my gosh, look at all these gay folk. It's like, nah, these people are from Kansas City or whatever else, but it's cool that they're coming here, which I don't even think that our city is so gay friendly.
It's not.
It's like, not. We have one block, and people are traveling because they don't even have a full block if they have more than one bar. So it was cool to see, like, we're the welcome center, but there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do.
I believe that. It is interesting, because when I think about, like, oh, if I want to go out, not that I can't go to gay bars or anything, but I have so many options of different neighborhoods, whereas, like, something you guys
I go to the same bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, every week.
The same bars. And what if you start hating that bartender or hating, you know, the people or something? It's like, that's all that you have.
I had to boycott one bar because I went when I was like 21 for a full year, probably just this one bar.
Yeah.
Handlebar. I remember one time we went and they had just started having this every other weekend party. And the guy was like, oh, the cover is $5 or something for guys. And there was only guys that had to pay. And I was like, guys have to pay? This is a gay bar. What are you talking about? People don't pay to go to gay bars.
Right.
And he was like, oh, we're not a gay bar. We're gay friendly. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Is that like dog friendly where you put water bowls outside? The fuck is a gay friendly?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. So I had to boycott it. Of course, I found my way back because cheap drinks and nice atmosphere. But still.
That's
gay friendly?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Like, nigga, that's not how we know you're around town.
Okay.
So.
To me, it was a gay bar. Now I go now and it's like all kinds of people. But I still feel okay being gay.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a gay bar.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe at Ballpark Village or anything like that. Well, I don't feel safe there because I'm black.
Okay.
But I don't feel safe, especially being gay and black. Them people don't like me over there. Okay. And then I went down to the Grove, which is our block of gay bars, where we probably have like 6 or 7 or so.
Yeah.
And it was the night of the parade, or the night before the parade. Sorry. It was so packed, like lines from one bar would go across the street to the next. They had like a block party thing. It was wild. Oh, also the night before the parade, before I went down to the Grove, I went to see another podcast live show. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Yeah.
Who'd you see?
One of the first shows that I started getting into when I started discovering podcasts was Risk. It's a storytelling podcast. And so people go up there and tell stories that they never thought they'd share in public. Ooh. That's the tagline.
Is it anonymous? So you go up
there? No, no. They're on stage in front of you.
No, I mean like
on the podcast.
Recording, like,
No, they use their first and last name. It's public.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah,
but most of them are like storytellers. Like, that's the profession. They travel and they tell stories and they write stories and stuff. Shout out to Kevin Allison over at Risk. It was amazing to actually meet you. I snuck a selfie before you got to the table where you had to wait in line.
Put it on the black table.
I will.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe. Anyway, but it was great. I had a good time.
That's live.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I can't wait till our live shows.
Right. We'll get there. Oh my gosh.
Maybe we'll start somewhere like low key.
Yeah, like
what's a low key place?
It's a place, that place you took me to on Cherokee a long time ago.
Oh,
it's
like
a coffee spot.
Yeah, Shameless Grounds.
Yeah.
We'll go to Shameless.
Sure.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Or are you thinking Foam?
Foam.
Foam. We can start at Foam.
Yeah. Are they ready? Would that be a place for us to do it?
Yeah.
Or should we go back to my hood, to the Loop somewhere?
No.
Boy, what?
I did want to dovetail off of what I was talking about with Pride. I've been working Pride Fest for the last 4 years.
Okay.
And I've been going to Pride Fest since I was like 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. I've even gone to Chicago's version of Pride, and that's been fine. But it's always the case where we're talking about gay folks. We're not talking about me ever. Ever. And there's LGBTQIA plus.
Yeah.
And I feel like what happens is people get stuck on the G. Mm-hmm. And then they like it when the G is just a boy. And they like it when the boy is a white dude. And that's the gay thing. Like,
yeah.
You've been to gay bars before, yeah?
Absolutely.
And you've seen, like, in certain
I went to Pride in Milwaukee back in college. Oof, so.
I'm sure that was super white.
Yeah, I had a hell of a good time in college.
Okay.
Hell of a good time.
Yeah, it sounds just like St. Louis, but I feel like the gay thing, it's everywhere. Like, there's a show that's so transformative, and it meant so much for so many people growing up. It's called Queer as Folk. Have you seen that? I've heard of it,
but I've never seen it.
So I'm like, okay, these guys like this show. My gay friends like this show. Let me check it out. It's all white dudes. What the fuck? I don't give a fuck. That experience will be nothing like mine.
When you don't have my representation, that tells me you're not really speaking to me.
You're very hard pressed to find a black gay story that is like high quality and like exactly what you're looking for. And I'm sure it is hard just as a gay person to find that exactly what you're looking for, mm-hmm. gay story. But if you're a white man, you have so many more options. Like, if you're looking at Netflix and you're looking at the gay movies, if you're a white man, one of those movies is going to tell your story. For me, I can whip up Pariah into something, maybe, but I'm not a lesbian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I can watch The Skinny, but I'm not.
Why do you think that is? I mean, I guess it's just like
mainstream. Because nobody likes niggas.
Yeah.
I mean, let's leave it
like that. That's real shit.
That's why.
I was just thinking, Rick Random.
No,
I was thinking about
it.
Like True Blood. So there's a character, forget his name, but I love that show.
I know what you're talking about.
And the representation of black gay males are all, for the most part, the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's either they're very flamboyant, or if they're like, you know, masculine, whatever,
mm-hmm.
they're on the DL.
Okay, so good thing you brought that up, because then I was talking to my friend about these apps. I have like 18, it feels like I have 18, 25,000 apps for dating and meeting men. It's going very well, if anyone's wondering. But the one that's like the black app is called Jacked, which is aggressive title, whatever. And I was showing my friend, showing her all these different profiles, and it is exactly what you just said. It's either you're super flamboyant or you're DL, and it's like you don't have options.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you learn that from watching your representation on TV.
It is,
you can be
either
or. Look at Atlanta. Think Atlanta. You know that everybody in Atlanta is gay, and you know that you only know about 30% of them because they're wearing high heels.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that.
It's because we don't get a chance to be diverse in the media.
Yeah,
this or that.
Yeah, and it's like if you are gay, it's like I said, if it's a DL situation, it's problematic. It's like if you're actually involved in with a woman or whomever, and you're married or you're single, whatever it is.
Which a lot of them are.
A lot of them are.
White people too.
Right? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Because it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just be alone.
Just be alone until you can love yourself.
Exactly.
We don't get representation.
No.
Even our celebration of ourselves doesn't celebrate us.
No.
We're in St. Louis. We are in Black Lives Matter land.
Right.
And we had one float for Black Pride, and there were 5 people on the float. 2 of them were in a car.
Wow.
And it was like, I mean, granted, yes, everyone's going to support and be like, yes, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. But then you turn around, it's like, okay, well, where? Like, I don't even think they had I don't know if they had a booth. Like, I didn't see them. If I walked past, I don't know.
Right.
I didn't see it. It's just, I don't know. It's just very disappointing.
It is disappointing.
And the fact of the matter is, it extends everywhere. So, even in Canada. So, recently, Canada just had their gay pride. It's a couple weeks after America does all their big gay prides. And their Black Lives Matter group was the last float in their parade. It was like the honorary position, which is amazing. That's dope. Like they are, they are the honorary guest. They're going to do it. Even their prime minister was there and they went last. So that's dope. But at the end of the parade, or I'm sorry, during the parade while they were walking, they did a sit-in because they see the problems that I see and everyone else sees. So they urged the executive director of Pride Toronto to agree to a list of their demands, basically saying, thank you for having us and giving us this platform, but there's work to be done here.
Right. Now that we have it, here's what's up.
Exactly. So we're here. So I'll just read a couple of the things that they had on their list of demands. One is commit to Black queer youth, continued space, funding and logistical support, including the stages and the tents. So at Pride Fest, there are multiple stages, multiple booths, multiple tents, multiple spaces for people. Even in our St. Louis one, we have like a no alcohol zone or whatever. And that's for the young kids to be gay. Because really, if you think about it, and maybe it's just here in St. Louis, but if you are not in some sort of activist group, you're just, you can't really be queer.
Yeah.
At least in my experience. I went to a Catholic school.
You have to watch the Fosters, not you, but just like people in general. It's a long story short, there's a young gay kid on there. And for the first time in TV, you just don't really see that. It's like, you know, it's stuff that normal 13-year-olds are doing, you know, as normal. But like he's being gay, he's dating, he's whatever. And like, I love it. It's like, you know, that's a, that's what's real. It's happening.
We didn't get that.
Absolutely,
I didn't get that experience. And like the, I'm sorry to get off topic, but the people that I know that were out of the closet at a younger age, they immediately went through their puberty, and that includes a lot of hormones. So a lot of their identity revolved around the sex that they were having with dangerous people. That's those 18-year-olds that are messaging me. I'm 25. Like, what the fuck?
I don't even. You're not Tyga.
I don't know an 18-year-old, okay?
Yeah.
I thought my little cousin was 18 for the longest. I said, I'm not talking to you until you're 21. Okay? I just don't know. I don't know how old you are, but you're not my friend. So I just like, I don't know. I feel bad for the queer youth, but it is coming into play where people are standing up for them and wanting them to have those spaces at Pride Fest or on TV and things like that. Another one of their demands was self-determination for all community spaces, allowing community full control over hiring, content, and structure of their stages. Basically saying, we're going to handle it. Because, I mean, let's get off another tangent, but we there was an event, I think it might have even been for Black History Month, for a certain beverage. And they had Gabrielle Union as the keynote speaker. And the musical acts were, what, Ludacris and Nelly, I think it was. You know what I'm talking about?
What you're talking about?
That wasn't a Black person that put that together.
After,
in 2016, the performers are Ludacris and Nelly. Shout out to St. Louis and Atlanta.
But, when you have a multi-million dollar budget, it's interesting.
Where's Future? You know what I mean? Like, where's anyone? Anyway, sorry, I'm just saying. I agree with that too. You gotta leave it alone. And then they want to double the funding for Black-A-Rama and the ASL interpretation and headliner funding.
What's Black-A-Rama?
Black-A-Rama, I guess, is their black group for the Pride Fest. I don't really know. I'm sure it is, that makes sure that they're being represented. So double that funding, double the ASL interpreters. So they're looking out for not only just black folk, but anybody who needs interpretation for the stages.
I love that.
And then get more funding for these entertainers. I mean, St. Louis, our entertainers were Jordan. Okay, Jordan Sparks was the Saturday night headliner. Jordan Sparks can sing. She's very talented. But if you're looking at celebrity, you're not seeing Jordan Sparks.
She's,
she might be holding the sign that says celebrity, but it's not for her. You know what I mean? She's very talented, but you know, the second night was Carmen, that group
that
from
girl?
YouTube. Great. But then the headliner was Melanie Martinez. Anybody know who? Okay. Thank you.
Like, legitly who?
Okay. She was from The Voice. She's very popular with the younger gays. They love her. I have a problem with her. She has a beautiful voice. I have a problem with her image. I don't know who's putting this together. I'll show you a music video later. But her whole thing is this scary, demented adult baby thing. And it's very, like, pedophilia, not cute, like all this kind of, I don't know, I'm not into it. But that was the headliner. But those probably $50 a pop. I don't know. Like, I'm saying, where's the funding for this entertainment?
That's true. I like that even though, you know, they had, like you said, the honorary position, they didn't just take it as, you know what, this is good enough. Yeah. No, I'm going to keep pushing and you're going to hear my demand.
For everybody.
That's like what I love about our generation for the most part is like, we're not just going to accept just because you think something is good enough for us.
Okay.
You know?
You're not us.
There's more work that needs to be done, and you just gave us the platform to let you know. Because mm-hmm. you know what? It's everywhere. Yeah. That story is everywhere.
So now, and I also just one more of their list, and you mm-hmm. guys can look at their list. Their handle on Twitter, BLM_TO, and they have it in their media, whatever.
I love that.
But my favorite one was to reinstate and make a commitment to increase the community stages and spaces for the South Asian stage. So it was Black Lives Matter standing mm-hmm. up for other races and other, you know, right. ethnicities. Just
for all sure. you people who think that Black Lives Matter means we don't give a fuck about anybody else. Because there's a lot of you.
Okay, once more for the people in the back.
For all you people who think that Black Lives Matter means we don't give a fuck about anybody else.
It's just beautiful to see that. I fully support it. I support sit-ins. I support protests. I support blocking off highways. I don't give a fuck where you need to go or where you need it to go. That's over now because now you have to pay attention to an issue that you're so comfortable ignoring. I hate seeing, like, we had a lot of protests that were blocking off highways for a
yeah.
while.
Yeah.
And a lot of the commentary that I saw before I deleted everybody off of Facebook
right.
was, who do these people think they are? Don't they have jobs to go to? This is their job.
This is their job.
And I don't give a fuck where you're going. They say, what about ambulances coming through? Da, da, da. Well, oh, as if they wouldn't let an ambulance through.
Right,
are you fucking
on.
Kidding me?
Fucking.
You just want to be comfortable and hide away from issues.
What is you're the voting? Argument?
It really is no argument. You're like yelling at a brick wall because at this point, you're not driving through. So turn up 99.1 Joy FM and just hang out until they're done with their protest. Okay.
I can't.
I'm over it. But I'm just so happy that Toronto got it together. And the executive director did sign the agreement, but there was a bit of a rebuttal because one of the demands was to not have the police force in the parade. And they do that here in St. Louis. And guys, I had a big problem with this too.
Yeah.
Saw the parade here, and one of the biggest floats in the very beginning are usually our service people. So we have, like, you know, a fire truck come yeah. through and stuff. And the police came through with their same, I don't even know what to call it, same truck. It's not just a truck. Essentially a tank. The same tank that they drove through Ferguson and started shooting shit at people mm-hmm. with. And it's like, this is a fucking slap in the face.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a parade where you're throwing beads off the same thing that you were throwing bombs off of.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's real shit, though.
Like, half the people that are in the parade after you had to pour milk over their eyes because of that vehicle.
That's
and you're
sick.
That you're putting it in a parade because, like, oh, it's big. Mm-hmm. No, we know you're here. And I guess maybe that was another tactic was to reinforce, like, hey, the police are here to protect you in case something goes down because mm-hmm. of the Orlando thing. But no, shut the fuck up. We know you're here. That was just a slap in the face. It was completely off-putting. And
yeah.
I'm always off. Like, people, like, applaud for these politicians and these the police officers and things like that. I'm like, they're not applauding for you, Ma.
No.
Like, I don't know what you're doing. Maybe because they're throwing you beads. But anyway.
I'm just thinking, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
We live in a good time, though. When you think about it.
We live in a better time, for
sure. We live
in
a better time.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I mean, that this shit happens, and it's like, everybody needs rights, mm-hmm. you know?
And we're the ones standing up for it. I'm
and
so happy.
We have
happy.
To. Yeah.
I know that people think that, well, not everybody thinks, but
yeah.
the Tommy Lauren group of thinkers think, what does... Actually,
don't even, like, give her a first and last name.
You're right. I'm sorry.
She's not
I said
even that.
That
important. She's
you're
just
right.
a commentator who, you know, needs attention.
Is there to rile shit up.
She's trying to get she's trying to interview for a job at Fox News, basically.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But that way of thinking is like, well, I don't see how black people don't have rights. They have their own channel. And they have a sliver of an aisle in Target for their hair. So what are they complaining about? We've given them everything. They're on TV. They have Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, I don't get what's wrong.
Yeah.
That's
people that don't want to understand what's wrong, because why would a group of people want to create a problem that isn't there? If shit's going right for us, why the fuck wouldn't we ride that wave? I don't understand why you don't understand. You don't want to understand.
It gets explained, but it gets explained constantly. And you've had the same amount of time time to learn this shit as we have. From a different angle, but you've had the same amount of time to learn this shit. And I do want to say, like, I saw some comments on my personal Facebook of people having conversations, and this one guy was like, wow, it kind of sucks to be... He's white.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's not on that... I'm not going to repeat her name, but he's not of that ilk.
Yeah.
And he was like, it sucks to be lumped into that majority when you say white people, but I completely understand because you've spent your whole life being lumped into... whatever people you are.
Absolutely.
Why can't people just come to that conclusion and just understand that, you know, when we're talking about white people, we may not be talking about you.
Exactly.
But understand that the majority of the bullshit is coming from white people. You know what I mean? Because you're not disenfranchised. You don't have to worry about having to stand up for any of your rights because you're catered to. You're completely catered to. And if you feel some kind of way about me saying that, it's because you never had to think about it.
Yeah. And it's like, really, don't fall. It's like literally somebody who's just trying to get a rise out of people, because every time she does gets in a topic like that, she just jumps on the coattails
of something
and gets
viral.
More attention. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, who? What was she doing before this?
I don't even know. Buying gowns, beautiful gowns.
Right.
Beautiful gowns.
Just a waste.
I don't know.
A complete waste. And to shut down, even his, like, Jesse Williams speech, it was nothing aggressive. It's like telling someone how they should feel.
Yeah.
It's like, these are all his feelings, his opinions, nothing
hateful. His experiences.
Hateful. His experience, most importantly. You can't take that away from somebody just because you don't understand it and you didn't try to understand it. How about bring him on the show and ask him those questions that you're confused about?
She don't want to bring anybody else on the show after Charlamagne the God went on there and shut her down line after line after topic after topic. Get a talking point, bitch.
Yeah.
Besides, like, I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah.
That's over. Okay, great.
Yeah.
You don't have to feel bad for it.
You're still not getting a job at Fox.
Okay.
You're still not. They don't want you.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
But beautiful gowns, ma. Beautiful gowns. So I actually want to talk about Jesse Williams' speech and the BET Awards, actually.
Yeah.
Let's lighten up the mood.
Lighten up, yeah. Boop, boop, boop. Some kind of music.
So I finally... Okay, we can play some music here.
If you can't go to bed and don't say, what the hell could you pop? Well, damn. What the hell could you pop? It's sad.
Okay, that was great. I actually ended up watching it a couple days afterwards. Tell people how you watched it.
So, if most of you who are familiar with the show, you know, I don't have cable. I use links called Mr. World Premiere or 353 online. So anyway, shout out to those. But unfortunately, when it comes to live TV, they totally suck. And I could not find a live link. So I had to go through Periscope, which I hardly use, but now I kind of still see the use. So anyway, I found a link through Twitter on Periscope. Okay. Stay with me.
Right.
So most of the people, as you know, on Periscope, they can comment live and say, oh, this is cool, this is happening, whatever, whatever. A lot of them were Black Londoners, which I don't really have too many experiences with Black people from London.
Right.
First of all, they were very irritated by the amount of, you know, commercials that we had.
Oh, my God.
You know, which is a very BET staple, first of all. If you watch BET on a regular, you'll know that it has a lot of commercials. But then they were also really shocked at the amount of Black people in our commercials. And I was like, you do know this is Black entertainment television. So they were very shocked because I guess they don't get that kind of representation. You know, it was just a little interesting because they were very saying some harsh things about Americans. And I'm like, who are the Americans in the chat? Type.
Right.
You know, and it was like a couple of us, and like, you know, we were just going back and forth, Americans, London, you know.
Oh, wow. But,
and then, you know, then we got together, you know, but it was just like the fact that we're able to watch, you know, an award show dedicated to Black excellence. Like, this is unheard of, you know, in spaces that they have. So it was a really interesting experience, and it was very blurry to watch. But basically, someone put their phone to their TV, and that's how I was watching it. So, I mean, I was grateful.
That's interesting. I think the best part about that is being able to get those perspectives.
Yeah.
There are a couple other podcasts that are hosted by Black millennial hosts that talk about some things in America, but talk about their experiences. And it's very parallel, minus representation. Like, I feel like we get a lot more clout because we have BET here.
Yeah.
And our advertisers are very they we have urban sex of
right.
Of
that's so interesting because you would think London would be so forward. Like I used to want to like live there because I was like, oh, they speak good English, and if I don't know a language, it's good to go. But like it's
you think
I'd be going backwards.
They just had the Brexit,
yeah,
because they don't want anybody else there.
Yeah,
it sounds like and don't get me wrong, I don't know much about the Brexit. I wish that I was internationally known. What's that song that I was just singing? I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to like a microphone. But it sounds a lot like keep the UK white.
Yeah.
And the rest of the UK is like, no, let's keep the trade. And they're like, no, we're going to keep it white.
Then they just screwed themselves.
That's what it sounds like. But I don't know if that's the climate, or I can't wait to listen to the Brexit episodes from my European host. So bring it on. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. But
no, we're fine.
You had an interesting way to watch.
But yeah, it was an interesting way. I definitely makes me want cable, but I was thankful for that perspective to like, you know, hear what other people think, especially globally, and how they were just excited to see themselves on TV. Right. So.
And then we had some good highlight moments. Like I haven't watched the BET Awards all the way through.
Beyonce.
You started with Beyonce. Thank you, Nissan and Coca-Cola. Woo! Obviously, Nissan paid for Beyonce. My God. Like, Nissan. We get it.
Seriously. Amazing.
Do black people
not to, like, spoil, but it is what it is. She did that at the show, and it was
amazing.
That's
what I heard. I heard that it's just she brought the show to the stage.
It's amazing. I can't wait to go see her again.
She had to do that at the BET Awards with Kendrick. Like, that's the blackest that thing that you could do.
Amazing.
And she put in braids. Okay. I mean, come on.
She's so fucking talented. It's ridiculous for people that hate her. It's like, even if you don't like her music, just respect her for what she is.
She came to do that. When was the last time you saw her on a BET stage?
No, I don't know.
I think it was when
they did the Cater Deja for Vu. You dance, the lap dance.
No, I think when Deja Vu came out was the last time for B-Day. That was it.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We haven't seen Beyonce on the stage.
But then you got people complaining that she left early. She has
shit to do.
Yeah, you can't please everyone.
She had to make a Brent entrance.
Right.
See what I did? Anyway, but yeah, it was dope that she did the opening.
Yeah.
Great performance, beautiful gowns.
Yeah.
The rest of the show, the award winner. I'm mad that Nicki Minaj wasn't even there. I love to see her acceptance speech. She's always the one that I remember.
Okay.
I don't remember much.
Maybe it was scheduling conflicts. I mean,
probably.
You don't know.
I mean, they can't leave Philly, right?
Yeah.
Because what's his face on house arrest?
I think they can leave Philly.
I don't know.
I think. I'm not sure.
I don't know the rules.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, anybody winning anything was not memorable.
It wasn't significant because, for the most part, you can kind of guess the winners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if they're there, they're getting that award.
Right.
You know, like, it's like.
That's true. Half the people weren't even there. But, like, it's more about being nominated for that. For me, in my opinion, for BET and, like, the NAACP Image Awards and things like that, it's more about just being nominated.
Yeah.
Because that means that you're at the top of your game and you're being recognized by your own community.
I think we come more so for the performances and that, the entertainment,
right,
than who's getting that award. And maybe that'll change and evolve and it'll be like as worthy as a Grammy in a sense, but right now that's just
it's for the entertainment. Speaking of the entertainment, the Prince tributes, what did you think of them?
I don't really know what to think of them because I only know a couple Prince songs, and that's just not from. I'm not a music head. Everyone knows this about me. I listen to the same 10 trap songs, and that's it. Like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to expect.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never been a Prince fan. I think he's very talented, and he's shaped a big way or a big way to perform, I guess. Yeah. He's shaped live performances for a lot of people, same way that Michael Jackson and Tina Turner have as well. But I was always more of a Tina Turner, Michael Jackson. My mom is 40 years older than me, so it was either Tina Turner or Michael Jackson, because that was on the radio, or the blues from like 1940 that used to scare me because they sang about the fucking devil.
Mm-mm.
So I'm like, ew! You know?
But, so you just didn't really know.
I never really got into it, and then he kind of like scared me when I was a kid. Yeah. All that makeup and all the purple and all those outfits. I was like,
I loved it. I was jealous. Like, look at that eyeliner.
It was a lot for me. But I thought the tributes were great. They needed Fantasia up there. Jennifer Hudson turned down the gain on the microphone because Jennifer Hudson, did you hear it? She was too. She's too loud.
Yeah.
She's so talented. I know she can always oversing something.
Yeah. But
she's too loud. It wasn't even emotional. It was just like she's just screaming. Get Fantasia up there. She will have a baby on stage. Fantasia will give birth on stage.
What do you think about the Alicia Keys one?
Because I don't think about like, it. I don't think okay, about it.
There we go. Enough
cute
said.
Coat. Cute coat. No. She had, her and Jermaine Dupri had the same coat on.
Did they?
Alicia, I don't know about that. I mean, I think it all went downhill when she started doing those live performances of that Girls on Fire or whatever. She lost her voice doing that. It's exactly what she sounded like. But anyway, yeah. Alicia Keys. I forgot that she performed. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
The one I wanted to get to was Designer.
Designer? Panda?
Panda? Panda. Panda.
Do you think it's like real what he's doing? Do you think this is like real?
I think it might be a joke.
It has to be.
There is no way.
Because I don't know anything about, you know, like I said, rap. I'm not a critic, you know, whatever. But the double XL, XXL, whatever it's called. It's like a big thing to be a part of.
Right.
To be a part of their freshman class. And that freestyle that he did was an absolute joke.
I didn't even see
Timmy Turner and a bag. But like, when you look at the lyrics, it's like a fucking joke. You know? Like, I could have done that. No, we're going to look at it after
okay,
this.
Okay, for sure.
But his performance?
It was awful. I didn't know that song was that long. And who was still turning up to Panda? That Panda had a lifespan of 2 months and 4 glasses of Hennessy. But it's not, it's not lasting. We can't still be listening to that. Mm-hmm. That's like Beyonce going up and be like, I'm going to sing Crazy in Love again.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she does dance to Panda in her show. But she only does, I got brown in Atlanta.
But it's Beyonce.
Yeah, she makes a song.
Yeah, Beyonce can dance to anything. She can dance to Scott Joplin. And I'm like, oh, this that ragtime shit. You know what I mean? But like, no, Panda, no. But obviously the highlight of the show was obviously Jesse Williams' speech.
I mean, after that, the mic was down.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't know what else happened after that.
He said everything that needed to be said. He said it so well. I don't even want to beat that dead horse. I think everyone has seen it.
I was like an I heart emojis. Just like, you know, someone saying that. Someone said, you know, and it was beyond black women, not just about us, but it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, finally we're getting fucking praise and not bashed all the fucking time.
Right.
Like,
or degraded in some way.
It was like, you know? It was like I was feeling emotional.
My favorite line was when he was talking about freedom and talking about, he said, if Sandra Bland would still be alive if she didn't act so free. And I was like, woo, man, we're coming up on Patriot season, 4th of July and shit like that.
Man.
Like, wow.
It was like giving me goosebumps. Like I rewatched it and rewatched it just because it's just so, it's so endearing to feel like, you know, we have voices out here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew he would take a hit by people, but I didn't, like, it was like, who cares? This is amazing. That was the only way to shut them down. I was like, dude, you're just a loser. Like, I can't even get give a good argument.
I love that people are speaking out. I feel like even like now, I would have never said a lot of the things that I think unless I had the podcast, to be honest.
And I would have just said it in an angry way and not so much like, you know.
Because it's hard to have a conversation with the opposing side. First of all, if I'm around you and you're the opposing side, we're not even talking. You know what I mean? And then like my biggest concern, and still honestly with the show, and I need to get over it, but it's like people thinking that we're somehow bashing white folk.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before, but
no, we haven't always really talked about that. But that is a fear because
it is.
You know, a lot of people who aren't black, it's hard for them to talk about race.
It is.
And maybe giving hard is giving them pass. They don't want to confront you know, those issues. And so like I said, you know, my boyfriend had issues with me doing the show because he was just like, you know, I just want you to be careful. And I'm just like, I'm just being
trouble.
Me. I'm not speaking on hate. I'm talking about my experiences. Strokes is talking about his. We're not doing anything wrong. And we shouldn't feel that way.
Right. And I hate feeling like I'm doing something wrong. And I'm glad that I'm constantly actually seeing people like the Toronto Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. or Jesse Williams, who has a lot of shit to lose if the wrong people think the Absolutely. Wrong thing. You know, it's like, I'm just going to go ahead and keep talking about my experience yeah. because if I'm not going to talk about it, you'll never hear about it mm-hmm. because you'll never listen to anything. Because a lot of people that listen to the show are people that know us.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this show and you know me in a capacity where we don't have these kind of conversations or I never get a chance to talk about it, now you're hearing it. And it's not, I think that you understand now that it's not against anything. I'm just talking about my experience and it's pro everything that I'm pro.
Yeah, it's just a sense of pride in who we are and just talking about our experiences. If you're offended by that,
then change our experience.
Then exactly.
Okay. Shit.
Egg motherfucking exactly.
Now we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, because your dog is like pounding the wall or something.
Yeah, they're doing fireworks outside.
Oh, yeah.
And my dog is stressed. Oh,
boo-boo.
It's her first birthday today.
Oh, she's 1 year old. Happy birthday, Daphne.
Dum, da, da. Yay. Yeah.
You should post her.
I have a 1 year old. Yeah, I could. Maybe I'll post her in yellow with a quote for her pro-blackness.
You should. Please do it.
I will try to find a good picture.
Oh, goodness.
Don't be surprised if she asks with a kiss. Shit, with a kiss. Shit.
All right, guys. Time for fake sponsors.
Eventually become real. That's a tag.
Okay, well, okay.
Hey, let me win.
Sorry, I was talking over you and I didn't know that was going to come. That genius marketing.
Never know when anyone's coming.
Because they don't. Anyway, so my fake sponsor is going to be Nissan. Shouts out to the BET Awards. I don't know how I got that idea in my head. I don't know what happened. But Nissan, so my raggedy taggedy ass car is coming to an end. We just reached 120,000 miles. Bought her at 100,000 miles. So in 4 years, I've only put 20,000 miles in the car.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I don't drive my car.
You're disgusting.
I don't drive my car.
That's insane.
First of all, I'm fucking rich, so I take Ubers anywhere. Or I just make my friends drive because I don't
lazy.
Drive my car.
You don't
I'm very lazy.
You don't leave your hood.
They drive me, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, but I'm going to go ahead and get a new car because soon I'll be moving away from the neighborhood where I work and I'll have to have a nice thing to drive in.
Yeah.
So Nissan's going to hook me up with that good Nissan Rogue. 2016 in white,
2017.
Please.
2017.
Okay.
Yeah, with it.
Sorry, yeah, I'm just being real humble.
Right.
2017 Nissan Rogue. So excited. We just need enough space in the trunk so I can let my dog hang out in her crate area when we do our long road trips to show.
Yes.
And then I need room to put the back down for when I'm doing my on the road hoeing. But thank you, Nissan, for helping out.
So, my fixed sponsor this week is the website GoFundMe because you can literally fund your entire life on this site.
Okay.
I don't have enough money for rent. I don't have enough money for Sephora makeup. I don't have enough money, you know, to shave my legs. You can fund your whole... People make the most stupid accounts on that site.
They
and
do.
It's ridiculous.
You know what? The Black Table is going to have a GoFundMe so
okay.
I can buy my couch. So that's
the Black Table GoFundMe. Okay. Seriously. And we might get a couple coins on there. Literally a couple.
If you need to, our URL is GoFundMe/fundtheblacks.
Man, real shit though.
Okay. You know? Perfect 26.
We're back.
Hey.
The big 2-6.
So let's do an update of our challenges from last.
Okay. So
time.
let me just let's talk about this shit.
Okay. Because I forgot what you were doing.
Mine was to write every day for an hour.
Yeah, and you're supposed to show me it and I didn't even...
that you added that part, so really that's your personal problem.
Well, I didn't even ask you for that.
And you didn't ask me. I didn't write every day for an hour, but I did spend a good deal of time writing.
That's good.
And that's what matters to me is just being able to turn off my phone, my TV, and to get in that space where I'm just like so consumed with my writing, and that's my passion, and it just shows me that I need to just keep doing that. So I'm just thinking about taking one day a week to just keep doing that. So
and keep trying to do that.
And keep
least.
Trying to do that.
Yeah.
I have to do that because I can't just have in my head my stories and then just not put them to the paper. So
right.
I'm very inspired.
Cool.
It's a good release. So
that's good.
Yay. What was yours?
Mine was to work out every day. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't a workout. It was to go to the gym every day for 2 weeks. I didn't go to the gym one time.
Damn.
But I did exercise at home. Now, okay. It wasn't every day, but I got myself some little weights in my closet, 20-pound weights, whatever, and just, like, sat around and, like, tried to do some sort of exercise every day, like, for at least half an hour, because it's kind of easy at the end of the day when the dog's in the crate, whatever, to, like, do something.
Yeah.
And it just felt really good. Like, I like that feeling. So, actually, in the midst of me trying to do an exercise of some sort every day, I went back to committing to not eating meat. So, yay! So, now I'm, like...
I am clapping, but why?
Yeah, well, I know you're a hater, but I'm a pescatarian. I'm gonna try to stick with that because I liked it when I was before. Mm-hmm. It made me feel good. It made me feel better.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit less expensive.
Very.
But I will say the other night I needed some quick food, and I don't eat window food. I don't eat fast food.
Yeah.
And so I had to go. Oh my God. I had to go to this Mexican restaurant. Duh. And it was right when they closed and they were like trying to rush us, and they didn't have any like shrimp option to like add shrimp to anything. Oh, wow. And I'm not going to a Mexican restaurant to just get a cheese sandwich. You know what I mean? A cheese torta. Yeah. That's whack. So I got my normal thing with like chicken and steak on it, and when my stomach was like,
you were tore up.
Okay. Man. So it was just like, this is not meant to be. Yeah. I'm just gonna go back to being pescatarian. So please, guys, support me and my journey. To be
Sally, you're out there listening.
You gonna tell our whole government on the show?
Okay, Sally from Chicago, Illinois. help this guy out, because you know I used to tease you all in college when you were, I was like, you don't eat meat.
No.
Like, that will be your friend.
Okay. So. Well, I will be reaching out to you, Miss Sally. What's your name?
Creative. She just went to a vegan festival too.
Stop.
I got everything for you. You're kind.
Honey, kiss me through the phone. Let's talk. Okay. All right. So moving on, our new challenges. We just picked them.
Our new challenges are to not have sex with each other.
Well, we're going to have to try our darndest.
Man, I know it's a struggle for you.
So mine was to make art every day. So I used to like just sit around and make fake album covers. I think I might have already said this on the show.
Yeah.
But I like doing that stuff. I like making mostly digital art because I don't know how to draw. But I'm going to actually try to draw while I'm at it. But that's so easy for me. I'm a doodler. I like making art, and I like doing that. I just don't commit time to do it. So now I'm going to do that.
Well, let's go to the paint store.
There is a little art store on Cherokee Street. There's that's open until 10. I know. So that's I'm going to go and get some like graph paper and some colored pencils.
Let me go. I want to get paint with you.
We'll go.
We'll take the challenge together.
Cool. So that should be fun. And maybe I'll post some of the things that I've made.
That'd be great.
So that'd be fun. All right. So what was yours?
So my challenge is to throw something away every single day. Because I'm a hoarder, a mini hoarder.
Me too.
And I'm not attached to materials, but I always think like, oh, this reminds me of something. So maybe that is attached to materials. I don't know. But I need to let go of a lot of materials that I have. And so this will help me get through it. And I think...
Tell me how you do that.
How am
like
I going
when
to do
you're,
it?
While you're doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because I am, you know I'm a hoarder.
Yeah.
I'm a furniture hoarder.
Yeah. I'm like, definitely a furniture hoarder.
I'm like, I mean, to let
and it's like
go.
He bought it from new.
No. The chair I'm sitting in right now, I found it in an alley while I was walking my dog.
No wonder my ass is itching.
Bye. Anyway. But yeah, tell me how you do it. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. And you guys out there, if you guys are doing a Perfect 26 challenge, please use hashtag Perfect 26 or like write us on Facebook. I've been loving Facebook more because of our page, which is weird.
And hit me in my DM like you did last time, old man. So
we're gonna take a break.
All right, guys, if you want to stay connected with us, like
our conjoined twins.
Yes, exactly like that. Here are a few ways to find us. So you can email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at blacktablepod, as in P-O-D, for you dumbass people. I'm talking about you, Sylvester. You can find us on Instagram at theblacktablepod, at Facebook on... The Black Table Pod, or search the Black Table Podcast.
All right, then. You can also listen to us anywhere you listen to your podcast. If you're listening to or if you use a podcast app and you don't see our podcast on there, email us and let us know. We'd like to be a part of it.
Let the Android users know, because a lot of my friends be like, I don't know where to find the updated.
You guys have Stitcher on there. You also have different podcast apps. Actually, you know what? I might be lying because I don't have an Android. Android people, let us know what you're listening to, and we're going to try our best to get on there, all right?
Basically.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. We definitely like when you guys rate us on iTunes. I guess it helps out with visibility.
Please.
And we appreciate everyone who's listening to the podcast. Don't forget to follow us online. I'm at STFU Strokes. You can see me tweeting every day at 2:57 a.m.
I'm Khadisi. I tweet, you know, in very random waves, but if you can find me on that wave, Khadisi.
Speaking of waves, did your boyfriend ever find out that you fucked up his airline? Is that sensitive? Okay, we're
sensitive.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and end right here. Never mind.
Single.
All right, guys, thank you so much for checking us out, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Have a great life. Working on it.